Joining us on the line right now is New England Patriots defensive back Devin McCourty. Our conversation with Devin is brought to you by Town Fair Tire and Big Y World Class Market. Good morning, Devin. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing this morning?
Good. Doing great, thanks. We were talking about the Boogeyman. You don't like that nickname, do you?
I mean, I guess it fits them. I'm not big on nicknames, but it seemed like it caught on pretty well last night.
People had
signs and everything.
It does seem like it's going to stick.
T-shirts are coming.
Yeah, the self-appointed nicknames I'm not wild about, but the defense is definitely worthy of a nickname. You guys have been that good. The streak, I guess, did have to come to an end. You finally allowed a passing touchdown week six in the season, and especially in 2019, is crazy. And I think it was almost fitting, Devin, that on the passing touchdown that was allowed, Jonathan Jones actually played great defense on the play.
Tipped the ball, and it just happened to tip right up in the air. So he was pissed about it on the sideline. But that's something we talk about, man. If people are going to make plays on us, let's make it hard and make them have to make a great play. You know, it was a good ball. Jay Jones only got, you know, three fingers on it instead of all five, and that was probably the difference. But, you know, sometimes the ball bounces their way.
Devin, you guys have been throwing a quote around that I actually, not a humble brag here, just a little self-awareness. If you don't score, you can't win. I tell my youth lacrosse goalies that. They usually roll their eyes at me when I say that to them. How come you guys have embraced that? And are you guys literally taking the field with that mentality that there's a possibility we hold the opponent scoreless today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how, you know, we think. And I think even more than that, we've always thought that if we could hold teams to not scoring a lot of points with the offense we have had here through the years, like, we know they're going to put up points. So if we could just keep the points down and not make the game a shootout, we always thought that. And now I think we're just so in tune to each other that we're making it hard for teams to score a point. And I think that's a mentality we got to keep making it tough for teams. You know, we play games where we've given up no points, 3 points. You know, this game 14, you know, seven of it on an offensive play, but, like, we got to keep doing those things. We give up 14 points, our offense is going to find ways usually to score more than 14.
We were talking with Michael Irvin earlier in the program, and he talked about the ball hawking. You guys are turnover machines. We've seen good Patriots defenses in the past who didn't necessarily make the plays that you guys seem to be making now. Is that the biggest difference?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody is really in tune to getting to the ball. We've done a good job of making sure that, you know, Steph tips one up. We got, like, three guys around there trying to see who the ball drops to on the play where Jamie causes the fumble. You know, I die for it. KV comes out of nowhere. But with KV is Jay Jones, is Durant. Like, it's so many people that could have picked that ball up. That's something we continue to talk about, you know, pressure, disguise, and then everybody getting to the ball.
When Jamie Collins was first here, Devin, he was a very productive player. He was a pro bowler. I remember being shocked, and I wasn't alone when he got traded when he did. Now that he's back, I mean, he looks like the defensive MVP of the season. What have you noticed in his game in his return here?
The same thing, like you said. You know, you take a guy that was very productive as a young guy, and he continues to grow and get better as a player and understand more football. Like, that's what you're seeing, you know, and it's been amazing to watch. A guy that, you know, leaves for a year and a half or 2 years, whatever it was, and comes back and kind of doesn't miss a beat because this was home for him. You know, he came here as a young guy, developed here, and getting to come back, I think he's very grateful for it. And, you know, we really appreciate, you know, I think not just what he brings to the field, but his leadership, his passion on the field. He's always getting guys going. He's always talking trash to everybody. So he's been great to have back in the locker room.
Devin, you've obviously been on this defense for quite a while, and I've heard this philosophy idea that something has changed, that Matt Patricia, when he left, there was a certain bend but don't break style, and then Brian Flores and now Mayo and Steve Belichick and everybody have been more aggressive, and it's a different philosophy on defense. Is there any truth to that, or are you guys just playing better?
Zero truth to that. Someone asked me that last night. My 10 years here, I've never heard that we're going to be a bend but don't break defense, so we've always continued to preach the same things, playing good football, turning the ball over. And the biggest thing we still talk about is situational football, third down, red area. And if you look, those are the things we're doing well, and that's how we're playing good defense.
You got dinged up last night, but also teammates Josh Gordon, Patrick Chung, Matt Lacoste, Dante Hightower, Jakob Johnson, and J.C. Jackson all got hurt last night. I'm not saying it's tied into Thursday night football, but it can't help, can it?
Nah, Matt Slater just told me. He said, I mean, Thursday night football, all these injuries. So if we could get the owners and the rest of the league to listen to Matt Slater, I think we'd be in a better off position.
Well, Devin, you know how the rumors work. A lot of talk about possible Antonio Brown return. Would you welcome him back into the locker room?
I'm done. I'm not answering any Antonio Brown questions.
Let's talk about the break that you have here. You'll get you're at the facility today, but you'll get the weekend off. You'll get to Monday and get back to work. But what does this mini break mean here 6 weeks into the season?
Man, I remember when this mini break meant like a lot of me time, doing exactly what I wanted. 32 years old, wife and kids. I got a kid's birthday party tonight. My wife's playing some pumpkin patch on Sunday, so I'm looking forward for the few hours that I get to just lay down on the couch and get away from her and the kids. So we'll see how it works out.
And you know she looked up the schedule, too, and was like, all right, what's Sunday you're not playing? Pumpkin patch it is.
She was on it. She was talking about this on Tuesday.